Welcome back, everyone, to the Sports Shots Pod. We're back to our normal regular schedule. You know, last week we just, well, technically we're not schedule, but our regular program, I guess. I'll say it like that.
We're moving back to Sundays, folks.
Yep. Moving back to Sundays. This won't be a quiz video either, where we just jump right in and you hear, you know, Kyle talking about his bowel movements in the first 10 seconds. No, I'm just kidding. I cut that out the last episode.
Come on, man. That would have been gold. I mean, I like some good metaphors that, you know, if we could have coined those phrases, get a trademark, man. That's another. You got to diversify how you want to bring in income, man. Like, that could have been one.
That's true. We're desperate now, people. We were going to go the ethical route, but
are you standing on a street corner desperate? I could go more graphic with it, but
well, we might have kids. I thought you started our OnlyFans.
Come on, man. You more husky. You got more meat to show. But I'd say we was going to use you as a profile pic.
That's true. I got some love handles currently.
Come on, man. That's what's hot for whatever reason. I'm not going to subject myself to that, but you can.
you can do it. It's all shit. You, buddy. You got it. I'm confident in you.
Very confident. Oh, wait,
this is
plus size a sports podcast. Is body positivity. Okay.
Okay, and that's where we end this. Thank you. it's good, man. It's going good. Just grinding, you know, going to grind. But my baby boy's doing better at daycare finally. He had a warm up to his friends.
How does a 1 year old have more friends than me?
I asked myself the same question. I don't know. You know?
Damn, that suck.
But he's doing better. He's playing like Legos with them and everything. He's also eating better than me too, which is good. You know? He's getting his proteins, his veggies, his fruits. You know?
Like father, like son.
Yeah. What's crazy is that the daycare that we take him to just got evaluated, and they got 4 out of 4 stars. Very good, right? And they have a total attendance of like 80 kids, right? It's a pretty decent size daycare. Now, there's never 80 kids all at once, you know, but the total enrollment's 80. And we paid near like $150 a week for that daycare.
So my quick math tells me,
yeah,
times 4, so we're paying $600 a month times 12. Isaiah.
Yeah, I know. Listen, but now multiply that by 80.
I'm not gonna do that.
Multiply it by 80. That's how much that daycare is making off enrollment. No, that's not revenue.
That's just enrollment. We're not talking about the other shit that they, you know, all the what other shit that they got to sell package.
Well, no, I mean, I'm pretty sure they get government funding. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, they have to, from the county at least.
You know, now that's not revenue, right? That's just. Yeah. That's what they're bringing in. They got to pay for food, right? They got to pay for utilities. Yeah. They got to pay for the workers, all that stuff, right? But that amount for just 80
about
kids.
76. Just off revenue. That's, just now, off registration.
That's the cheap rate. It's higher for infants.
Yes. Yes. You know? I know. That's just, we're just, that is literally just based off if there was 80
toddlers, yeah.
At his size, at his age, at the needs that he has. Now, let's say there's probably, like, I don't know, maybe some 4-year-old that's not potty trained.
You know, so, but it was just.
Bank if I'm going to have a kid now.
It's just because the director of his daycare sent out a daycare-wide message, you know, just saying, like, hey, we're raising our rates because of this. But we did get 4 out of 4 stars. Like rent. Oh, brother. I'm basically paying rent for it.
That's a car note. That's definitely a car note.
Oh, for sure. That's definitely
a car note. Now, y'all have and one too and send them there. Now we're paying the rent.
Yeah, exactly. Now, our plan is to hold off on number two till he gets to elementary. So that way, you know, we could, you know, we don't have to pay for two daycares. But we'll say, did you know there's a pre-K three now? A pre-K for 3-year-olds?
No, I was like, you know, damn well, I didn't know.
I know. Yeah, I know why I didn't say, did you know? But, yeah, they're allowing kids to go to school at 3 now instead of 5.
I feel like that was when I started school.
Like, really? Like that, bro. Like,
and that was because, like, I know I went to the same, like...
You know what? You were 3, but probably the size of a 5-year-old.
Probably. I went to the same place that both my sisters went. So, like, when my mom was bringing me around, picking them up, they pretty much just told her, go ahead and drop them off, too. And that was at an early age. So, I know I was in... I did, like, the... I remember being in, like, the little pre-K, like, at 3... I was probably like 4, maybe. Mm-hmm. I know I was always the youngest in every class. I just started early.
Gotcha.
So I feel like my mom just kind of like, you know, got rid of me early. That's why I don't mind being on my own so much, because...
Started young.
Yeah, started young. I was the last one. She was happy to get rid of me.
Yep. She was like, I don't want to start over a third time. This one's going to school as soon as he can talk.
As soon as he could piss and shit on his own, he out.
He's out. Pants off. It doesn't matter if his pants are already to the floor when he's using the urinal. He's going. Did you ever get that in your school elementary when you go use the restroom, right? Potty breaks. There's always that one kid that just straight dropped his shorts to his ankles and just straight cheeked out.
Nah, I mean,
I always had a kid.
I wouldn't know, because we all had like one stall restrooms for each sex.
Oh, okay.
And we all had to stand in line one by one to go in. That's how it
was. Oh, Sam. No, mine was your typical restroom. You know,
I didn't have that typical restroom until I was really in sixth grade.
Dang. What's funny is that the urinals were like basically on the ground. So you know, it's built for the kids.
When I got to high school, it probably resembled that, because I have horror stories from the boys' restroom.
Did you, speaking of high school, did you go to a ghetto high school or no?
Funny you say that. Let me describe the high school I went to. It was part ghetto, part white and uppity. Okay? So all the black kids,
only use one restroom?
I was about to say worse. We all came on the bus. The white kids all drove in.
Damn.
Like, senior year, when I drove to school my senior year, all I saw was Porsches and Mercedes in that parking lot. And I knew who those cars belonged to. And I'm not even kidding when I say that. Because the high school was in, like, a rich part of Houston. You know Joel Osteen, right? That grifter?
Joel Osteen?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. His house was like a couple blocks from the school, but it was in that kind of neighborhood. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So, it was a pretty, I mean, everyone pretty much got along, but it was economically divided. I saw it more front and center when I was a senior and I was driving, and I actually saw the cars that was in the parking lot, and I saw the difference in how transportation was, you know, made to the school. I was one of those black kids that took the bus.
was your school inside or outside?
What do you mean?
So, like, my school was an old school. Like, it was all open. Like, it was a big building, but it was all open.
It was all down. Yeah, the only thing outside was, like, the courtyard, part of the cafeteria, and of course,
right.
And shit. Everything. It was all indoor building.
Oh, okay. No, mine was pretty ghetto. We had our football team, when we took showers, couldn't afford hot water. Always cold showers, especially during the winter.
Yeah, that would suck. I was about to say, during the... I mean, first of all, where you went to high school at, what was winter? Like, fucking 1 week Christmas between New Year's? Football season was
over by then. It was... We always made it to, like, the third round. And that third round is, like, the weekend after Thanksgiving.
That third right? round is when you play a school from either Houston or San Antonio, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly. When you have
to exit. First round was Valley. Second round was, like, Corpus area, third round San Antonio, and then that was it. But like our showers, right? Just to paint a picture, our showers are like hallways, like it's just like a hallway and just like individual like shower heads,
like
no
prisons.
No cover whatsoever. Yeah. Well, I think prisoners have hot water. No, I'm just, I don't know. Right? Probably not.
Let's check Angola.
But I mean, I hope not. You know, because we had to take cold showers when it was like 40 degrees outside. Pfft. Heck no.
What about the innocent ones, man? What about them? What about the ones that's doing 30 years and they innocent, they get fully exonerated? They get fucked too. Both ways.
Literally. Oh. Oops.
Yeah, so now you had a prison shower set up in ours. Ours, yeah. In the locker room. It was in a, like, picture how, like, my living room is, the way you see it. And there would be a large cylinder pole in the middle with, like, different shower heads around it.
That's how my middle school one was. That's how it was, like, a large, there were separate three rooms. And each of them had, like, a silver metal pole and it had different shower heads around. Mm. So, I like the wall showers more because that one easier not to make eye contact. You know what's worse? If you're taking a shower in the circle shower heads, right? So circle one, and you're in the shower, and do you rather have the guy across from you or right next to you?
I mean, you better, I'd rather be you're in there.
No, I know that. Time. I know that, but this is This is either or.
Keep them across.
You wouldn't mind like getting a accidental peek rather than an accidental touch.
My eyes is gonna be closed, and keeping them across, I have more space to myself in my immediate arm length. You know, we facing the wall and shit. What if his ass wants to use just one in between? Both two big ass dudes trying to stretch out, and like we knock knuckles, bump fists while we're trying to clean my arm.
Might actually bump cheek. You never know. You guys might turn the same time.
Nah, man, that's why I said that's some prison showers, man. Because that's what the fuck happens. You saw the Booty Warrior from Boondocks.
I saw it. Favorite episode. I'm
shook. Why is that your favorite episode, huh?
No, it's a joke. Let's all calm down now. Let's all settle down.
Did it give you some memories?
Who's the? Do you have a story where you played a really good football player in high school against, and they end up going to like the NFL? Like, is there anybody that
I didn't play? I didn't technically play against them because I didn't play in the game. But
we
played against Jake Matthews.
Oh, the tackle. For yes. Atlanta?
Played for Elkins High School. I think that was the name of the school. Fort Bend. And then they're out of Fort Bend County. Did he go to? Because he went to A&M. And okay. The Falcons
drafted. That makes sense. Yeah, the Falcons drafted.
Yeah, because now you know that's a Matthews kid, right? And hopefully you...
Yeah, Clay.
Yeah.
Chris.
That was Bruce Matthews. I think he was actually at the game also. And we almost got into a fight against that team because they decked our kicker I forgot how it went. Yeah, no, in the end, they definitely decked our kicker in the end, and that's when, you know, both sidelines kind of, like, almost fully cleared out. And it was like, so. But, yeah,
mine would have to be, do you remember Kellen Mond?
Yes. Quarterback at A&M for a while. Got drafted by Cleveland?
The Vikings.
Vikings, okay. I knew it was somewhere up north.
Yeah, so Kellerman, before he went to IMG Academy, he played for San Antonio Reagan. He was a sophomore when I was a senior.
You got to get a scholarship to go to IMG.
Yeah, I know. But he went there. He went from San Antonio to Florida, IMG. But I almost sacked him. So I was coming off from his blind side, and I got around the oversized 6'7 tackle that San Antonio just produces every year. Right? Well, I only got around with speed, not strength. So I got around him, and I'm coming behind Kellerman, about to just have the highlight of that game, right? About to blast him. Now, Kellerman was like my height, right? Or a little bit taller than me, but he was my height during that time. I'm not going for his legs. I'm going for his back. I'm trying to bring in the backup so we have a chance to win this game. And as I'm coming and I'm going in for the hit, he ducks me. And I miss him.
So you're telling me that the kid that got a scholarship to IMG was able to get around your fat ass?
I could have told you. Okay, I was 220 at the time. I wasn't that big like I am now.
But I'm fucking with you.
He ducked me, bro. And then once he got drafted, one of my high school friends texts me. He's like, "Hey, dude, do you remember the quarterback for Reagan?" I was like, "Yeah, I do." He's like, "Well, he just got drafted to the Vikings." And then he brought up that play where he just absolutely like ducked me. If I can find it, I'll show you. I doubt it. I can find it. But he was a sophomore at the time, starting for San Antonio Reagan. So, yeah, now he's actually playing for the San Antonio Brahmas. Little fun fact.
What's so, UFL, right?
UFL, the USFL and the other one joined forces. The one that Rock owned and then the other one. There was two.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Then, what was that? The AAC, the Alliance, or whatever it was?
Something, yeah.
The AFL and the USFL. I thought that was going to last.
I thought so, too. I mean, the season only lasts like 2 months or 3 months. But I always watch the Houston Roughnecks or the San Antonio Brahmas anyway. But yeah, no, that's probably the best one I play against. Didn't really have too much of a career in the NFL. Jumped from team to team.
He got there. He got that rookie contract. He got drafted.
Drafted third round. Yep.
Hey, third round get paid.
Oh, yeah.
Could be too. But they get paid.
Hey, NFL checks a check. I'll tell you that.
Just don't be like Antonio Cromartie, because some checks gonna run out and you still gonna have to pay for them all.
Mm-hmm. Child support don't stop till the kids hit 18. And when he got 9 of them, I don't know how much he has. I'm just assuming.
Oh no, he had like 14.
Oh, I was two touchdowns. Undermining him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, pump them numbers up. He had a couple touchdowns worth of kids.
You're telling me those were rookie numbers?
Yes. Those are Phillip Rivers numbers. He has a kid starting college.
Really?
Yes. Where is his kid at?
Wait. I'm thinking of Asante Samuel. Asante Samuel has his son, Asante Samuel Jr. Yeah.
He's in the league already. Chargers.
Yeah, he got drafted. Yeah, I think he's playing for the Chargers. I'm glad how this conversation slowly transitioned to what the podcast is about.
Yes. Kids of former...
How we went from talking about daycare to high school sport athletes in a matter of minutes.
Speaking of one high school sport athlete, you know one we got to be looking out for?
Who?
I don't know. I forgot the kid's name already. Peyton Manning's kid.
Arch Manning?
No,
Peyton Manning's kid.
His cousin.
His little cousin.
Shit. Fuck, man. That whole family tree is crazy. Okay, there we go. Gunnar Rivers. He's
Gunnar? Oh, my gosh. Yes, that sounds like he has an arm already.
For real. I mean, shit. His daddy used to gun it. Shit.
I mean, his daddy was called the sheriff.
You hear them footsteps?
No.
Okay. It passed. By the way, remember what I told you before? I did mute it in time, but it was around that
you
time.
You did.
I'm gonna be hearing them footsteps going back and forth. Yeah, he's getting offers from NC State and Auburn, and he's
part of Ole Miss too.
And SEC is gonna be like, let's get all the legacy kids.
You're talking about Phillip Rivers' kid.
Yeah, Phil Rivers. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said Peyton Manning.
Oh no, he's about to jump into high school right now. It's just I was reading somewhere where they say he enrolled him into some exclusive academy, so you know what that means.
Football
only. He says, son.
Now is this done. Is this his first son of the 12?
You talking about Phillip Rivers?
Yeah, because you know Phillip Rivers is also he's a white version of Cromartie.
Yes.
You know, but I think
you he say has that. A wall
with one wife.
Okay, see, that's what I was about to say. Okay, I was about to go somewhere along those lines, but you know, like let's. I mean, that's I don't know. That's however many for Cromartie, but at least Rivers, you know, it's all the same on the birth certificates for all how many.
12, like I think.
12, Jesus Christ.
Listen, he was getting busy. You know? He was...
I can't... This whole thing is about all of a sudden about kids and shit. No more than two or three.
He's ranked... I think I'm reading this right. He's ranking the number second quarterback in the nation. Mm-hmm. Gunnar Rivers.
Talking about Manning or Gunnar?
Gunnar Rivers. Mm. Rivers.
I mean, with a name like that, you better be.
6'3.5", 205. He's built like a QB.
Yeah, that's a QB.
That's a QB.
Right. Yeah. Oh, man, we're getting old.
Dude, we are. The players we watched growing up are now, they have their kids coming in.
In all sports.
He's NBA, got...
MLB...
Oh, I know. That's crazy. We basically saw all of James's career. I mean, still going on, but like now his son's playing with him.
Do you see those little cartoon shorts? Maybe I sent a few of them to Instagram about Bronny. Was it LeBron and Papa?
Yeah.
About that Ryan Conley. That shit is hilarious. They have LeBron constantly sniffing glue and drinking wine, like just passed out like a shell of himself.
Dang. Speaking about football, week zero is coming up. Finally.
You had a joke for week zero last year when I said it. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, I said week zero gets zero watch time, zero viewers.
Well, not this year. Because, let's see, we got...
You remember last year, the top 25 one was Georgia Tech and Florida State. And Florida State just got absolutely manhandled.
And they continue to get manhandled the rest of the season?
They did.
Talking all that shit?
Now, this next top 25 matchup is Iowa State, ranked 22nd, against Kansas State. Ranked 17th. But they're playing... Dublin, Ireland. And I forgot where... I think last year's was also, I think, in Germany. I think that's where they played.
Yeah. I feel like it was Northwestern or someone in Germany. I feel like it was a Big Ten school. I can't remember off the top of my head. But, yeah, they actually got not too bad. I mean, the second best game probably is going to be that Fresno State-Kansas game. That's probably it.
Whoa, come on. Put some respect on Iowa and Kansas. They're top 25.
I said the second best game.
Oh, the second. Sorry. That's my fault. That's my fault.
You know? Listen to me. Jesus
Christ, I don't. Man. I'm terrible. I'm a terrible husband to you. I don't listen.
Yeah. Don't ever say that again. Let's see, Houston, I know they start on Thursday. Yeah, so let's go ahead and put them out the way. Huh, they're playing at the same time as Minnesota and Buffalo. I wonder which game I'll be able to get up here.
Well, the Houston one's on ESPN Plus. So, Kyle's livid. He's visibly frustrated.
Hold on, man. Yeah, I know you're fucking with me because I'm about to look this shit up right now, and I'm nah, man. It's a fucking Thursday against.
Listen, I think Kyle's gonna fall into the temptation and maybe go on those illegal websites. And
I'm pissed that if that's I'm trying to see it ain't nothing showing what network it's on. Cause you're just fucking with me that they can't even get on ESPN2. Fucking with me on that shit.
Listen, I'm on the ESPN website, and it says ESPN Plus. You know, I guess obviously Fox Sports is showing that Buffalo and Minnesota game. SEC
Network. You know, fuck you, ESPN.
Yeah, tell them. Tell them. They don't show Houston no anyways, respect once basketball season is over.
Anyways, I didn't even really have... Oh, I did have college football on the notes. Well, you know what? Fuck that. I don't even want to talk about that shit no more. What's wrong with the fucking Astros, man? I'm like ready to go nuclear right now.
I don't know, man. They were just so hot. And now that I feel like after the trades,
really. They're honestly, putting the team together. They've been moderate all season. We were just the benefit of a crappy division where we was able to build the lead just because we played well enough.
Well,
but there
was too many holes. We have the best record against +500 teams. Let's still hold that. Okay. It's just I just feel like we're hitting our low right now, you know. At one point we were what +15-17 games?
We was 20 over 500.
There you go. Thank you.
We was well over 20.
There you go. Now it's like
I ain't even worried about the record. I'm worried about the fucking lead. Okay, we can win a division at 83 wins and go make a run to the World Series. That has happened. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Not by us, but it happens. I don't care. I don't care for 100 wins. I don't care for 90 wins. I say just hold on to the fucking lead. Hold on to it. I'm tired of worrying about what Seattle does when it doesn't matter when we don't handle our own business.
Yeah. I mean, for the winning records, we have the lowest run differential too. So we're winning, but we're barely winning.
Oh, yeah. That's been the case for the past couple of years.
Yeah. Really, I'm looking right now. Seattle has a higher chance to make the playoffs than we do, and we're one game ahead of them.
Well, that's because you got to look at the current state and you look at the momentum right now. If you was to take stock, who do you think is the season ended? If the season ended today, obviously we'd be in. But are we really a playoff team right now?
If it ended today, no.
We'd be out quick. We're too injured. Yeah. Our pitching is too beat up. Can't trust nobody to go more than five. You know, I don't know who to trust outside of Abreu coming out the bullpen. I'm sorry, the arm barn. Okay. Folks, all right, I bought it to the pod. Isaiah is pissed. You're going to get on me with U of H. I'm finally got something to get under your skin. Because people, Isaiah, I don't know where I saw that shit. It was some super hippie liberal that I was
reading. I think it was an article that you had read.
Yeah, and I passed it off to him because I was like, look, man, the hippies are trying to get over into baseball. They really trying to fuck with the shit. And they want to, and they said it was animal abuse, or promoting animal abuse to call it the bullpen or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Ever since then, just because it pissed Isaiah off more than it pissed me off. Ever since then, I just keep referring it.
Usually, I don't get pissed off at stuff like that. Like, I'm usually cool, calm, collected. But just that, for some reason, that just made me upset.
And it's even funnier when I just drop it completely randomly when he don't expect it. I will say it in text messages, and I don't get a response for the rest of the day. No.
Not deserved, I'll tell you that.
Anyways, he fucking hates me saying the armborn, but we don't have no one that we can trust coming out of there. And right now, they're playing like guys in an armbar.
Yeah. I mean, now, and Hader's on the 15-day IL, so.
Honestly, dude.
I think we've gotten here where we are because of our pitching.
We did.
I think we just squeezed by with
the runs. Yeah, we were just squeezing by because the offense was really was never there all season. There was blips in the radar.
It was just I'm going blank. What's Brady's. Our? There you go. Thank you.
And ever since he went Isak. Down,
Isak and Benya
even more bleak.
Yeah, Isak and Benya was literally keeping us in, and now that
Isak's out for the season. And Altuve wasn't really hitting to start the year, but now he's kind of heated up. Can you imagine if Paredes and Peña didn't go down? We had those three right now. You
one,
know,
two, and three.
They are. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're maybe this is the year where we actually pay for sins.
Pay for our
I say this year because past. Look how it's happening.
I know, but well, we've Astros have had such almost a great decade now.
It's
ALCS
been a decade. It's been a decade. 2014.
I'm counting since our first World Series win.
Oh, even longer. Shit.
Well, no, didn't we first win?
No, but I'm saying like because we're going out further in time, so now this run is getting such longer that we're about to hit the 10-year anniversary. Yes, America, fucking 10-year anniversary.
Go Astros! On the good news is Yordan's finally rehabbing. He's finally on assignment after being out since early May.
He's back. When he blasts one 440, not no little wall scraper.
Mm-mm. Either 440 in the second deck or absolute laser beam, where there's no arc, there's a straight laser beam to someone's.
Okay, it'll be a single down. Because
let me come.
It'll be a single because if it's a laser beam, someone's gonna glove it. And he ain't running no more. I'm telling you right now.
Well, I'm talking about that 114 off the bat at like 22. Angle and it just goes over the wall, just a straight bullet.
I'm telling you right now. I know his hands is the problem. But if I'm Dana and Jim, I'm saying you just jog. You don't even run anymore because now we don't need your knees going out too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's what it's been the past years.
You are only paid to hit BBs. That's it, and jog. I don't care. The only time if you try to run for a triple, no, can't have that.
Don't you dare.
Can't have that shit. No.
Mm-mm.
No, just hit BBs. If it's a double, it's a double. But you jog. Don't slide.
Yep. No, don't you dare. Listen, I don't want to see a 3B on the stat line whatsoever. I want to see 1B or HR. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. I don't want to see nothing else.
I don't care if there's a 9 to 6 put out at second. Don't care.
We really don't have like a triple guy anymore. Cause like I think over the years it was Tucker.
Yeah, next and best. Bet is probably Myers.
And the years before that was probably Straw. Throwback now, you could say.
Throwback for this era, for this run they've been on.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. He's still collecting checks. He's up in Toronto now.
Oh, is he? He's not with Cleveland no more?
Yep. It's the Toronto Astros because they still got Lopefito and Wagner.
Is Joey Lopefito still playing stupid? Like, is he still popping off?
He was for a bit. I haven't heard anything in a while. Astro fans are still crying about him.
I am. I'm Astro fan, and I'm crying about him.
Well, we did lose him for nothing. I mean, you think about it.
Oh, okay, Kyle. Guess his batting average.
Is it north of 250?
Yep.
Is it north of 300?
Yep.
Jesus Christ. Is it north of 310?
Yep.
Is it south of 320?
Nope.
Oh my God.
You want to keep going?
How many at bats?
Okay. How many at bats? 81.
Oh, that's a small. I thought we was talking like 100 or 200 at bats.
No.
He's a small sample size. Okay. Talk to me when he gets to like 250, 300 at bats, if he's still over there. Then we'll determine if we won or lost that trade.
Yeah. Right now he's at 358. 409 OBB, slugging 506. Still striking out a lot more than he walks, but
hey, that was the book on him.
That was,
you know what? He guys come up, they get hot. That happens.
It does.
So that's enough on the Astros. Let's go to, I guess, the complete opposite of the Astros, the hottest team in the majors right now, and it's not the Dodgers.
Whoa, are we talking about the Brewers?
I still can't believe they changed the name of that ballpark.
Listen, I don't know. I got nothing to say to that. I was going to say that.
Yeah.
I'm just looking
at this. Yeah, listen, Miller. Listen, Miller Lite. What the fuck, man? Why'd y'all let that happen?
I'm on their ESPN page, and like I just see a bunch of green W's. What was it? 14 or 15?
14 in a row. Yeah, 14 in a row.
14. And then they lost to the Reds by one, and then they beat the Cubs. 7-0.
What's the score right now? Is they playing? It was a doubleheader today.
Let me see.
I ain't going on ESPN. Fuck
that. It has been postponed. But the second game has been postponed, but they won 7-0 on the first game.
The Brewers, they'll take their yearly exit in the division around.
So really?
The district means nothing.
But they're just doing good as a team, right? There's no, like, I know they have Christian Yelich, but there's no, like, all-star.
For comeback player of the year.
He was hurt last year?
Yeah, he wasn't really, he's kind of having a resurgence this year. He didn't really play much. Oh, thank God, Seattle's getting their asses kicked by Philly. Okay, so that loss means nothing today.
Still up by one, baby.
Oh, man, Texas is losing to Kansas City. I mean, they're already out, but I just wanted to see them keep losing.
You know who's also getting their ass kicked? The Braves by the White Sox.
Yeah, I'm seeing that right now. What happened to the Braves this year?
I think Acuña coming back just made it worse.
I thought it was supposed to be better.
I thought so too. They had the same, almost the same team they won the World Series with, besides what, Freeman, but they had Matt Olson, more of a power hitter.
They lost Max Fried to free agency.
Oh, it's true.
I like how I have the Stark laid out on the couch. I'm part of the couch with Gus to lay on, and he's on straight up the couch. Eating his ass.
Cats do what cats want to do, man. He's just cleaning himself, man. Just cleaning himself.
I gave him the tarp to do that on, and he's doing it straight up on the couch.
You remember how many rookie cards I bought of Corey Lee?
I still bug you about that. I haven't in a while.
Is he even still
in the majors, or is he playing for the Bananas?
Hold on, chill.
There was just at the White Sox ballpark yesterday. Let's see.
You relax, all right? Tell me he's injured. How come he only has so little plate appearances?
I mean, he still got him on the White Sox. You went all in on this.
Okay, board. I didn't go all in. He was dirt cheap when he was in Double A.
He has a -0.8 career WAR.
Better than a -1.
Hey, you know what my career WAR is? 0.
Okay, well that's fair.
Which means I'm better than him.
I'm a numbers guy. I can't argue against that.
Oh man! Well, last year he did good. I mean, 0.1 in 125 games.
Last thing on here is
had 12 homers.
Yeah, last thing is that he just got injured. So, back in April.
I mean, I'd say last year you were part of the worst team on books, you know, in baseball. But hey, you still played. Unlike us. Anyways. You ready for a fantasy, Isaiah?
I am ready. I've been looking at rankings, watching mock drafts, pretty excited. I'm not going to spend any money this year on fantasy. I'm not playing in my work fantasy. I decided to step down, don't want to do anymore. And I was the commissioner of that league. And now, guess what? No one wants to be commissioner, so that they're not having a league this year. You know, I ran a fair and just league, and now, you know, they don't want to do it. So it's not happening this year.
You decided to continue putting off. Fuck, that means you're going to have all your focus on this league.
Oh, yeah. I split my focus three ways. Now it's only two. But however, I used to buy a kit from this group that helped me create a tier list for based on the league sets, league scoring settings. So that helped. I might get it again just because it gives me insight on if I'm stuck on who to start between two players. I could put them in into a model and it tells me like, oh, well, this person's playing this team and they'll probably do better. It's not 100% accurate, but they've won awards for it. So, you know. No, I'm not saying I'm going to buy it. I'm just saying that's what I used to use that tool to help me. This year, no. I mean, my draft strategy is going to be based off what pick I am. And plus, you know, who falls to me. I think Bijan Robinson is too high, though. I love him. I'm a YouTube fan. But, like, I get it in a PPR league. But I don't know, man. I need to look at his stats because give me that. So he had 1,400 yards last year. Listen, let me sit down. And 14 touchdowns. That's just rushing. Let me take a seat.
I mean, that was his break. Was that his breakout season now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Way because last year was his rookie year. He went from 976 yards to 1,400 yards, from 4 touchdowns to 14 touchdowns. He had 61 catches and one receiving touchdown, 400 yards. 61 catches by running backs is a lot.
Yeah,
it's no Christian McCaffrey, but 61 is more than the Patriots wide receiver one last year, you know? That's something to talk about.
Speaking of Patriots, what you think of your new head coach?
I love him. Now the whole jumping into a dog pile and trying to get involved. I don't know about that. Maybe he had some PTSD, some flashbacks. Saw some action and want to get in there. Came out with a bloody cheek, too, of that scrap. But I'm excited. I think he's bringing. From having Gerard Mayo, a rookie year coach who had to get his hand held by the GM and other coaches around him, really hurt the, how do I say it, not the morale, but the identity of the Patriots.
No, just and say you wanted to get the black guy out of there.
Oh, for sure? I'm just kidding. For sure. Just joking. Everyone relax. Calm down. And so now with Mike Vrabel, who's one coach of the year,
who's
been in playoffs. I know. I'm joking. I'm sarcastic 90% of the time. These people should know that. We're like almost 40 episodes in. You know. I haven't got it canceled yet. It might happen. But I'm really excited. Plus, you know, Drake May's second season. We brought in a whole new coaching staff. We have four former head coaches on the coaching staff. So that's, you know, that talking about experience. You know, some of them, Mike Vrabel, obviously, Josh McDaniels, Monroe, the former coach for Jacksonville. I think that's his name.
Marone?
Yeah.
Doug Marone?
Doug Marone. Like, there you go. Yeah. He's the offensive line coach. We drafted in our fourth pick, Will Campbell, who's ready to fight and die for his team. I don't know if you saw him blocking. He saw some reels, but that man is putting people into, he's putting people in the dirt. He might hurt in pass pro, but in the run game, he's looking for a body. So I'm excited. Before Mike Vrabel was hired, the over-under was like 4 games for the Patriots. I think it's nine now.
I take the under.
And that's fair. It's just there's so much hype around this team now that people are taking overs. Yeah, no, yeah, of course.
I don't give a shit. You got the last team to be talking about, oh, we need to do this and get better and all that. Shit your 7 Super Bowl ass down, man.
Six. Brady has 7. We have 6.
Okay. Yeah, well, see, that's where I lose the confusion. Sit your 6 Super Bowl ass down, man. Nobody gives a fuck about y'all struggles.
I'm speaking. Listen, I'm new to this, right? I don't know what it felt like to now.
Something I've been meaning to ask you for the longest, and I'm glad to do it on while we're still alive. How did you become? Oh, there goes my ice machine. How did you become a Patriots fan?
So my dad. Yeah, so my family's a Cowboys fan, right? My dad had family members who were Ohio State fan, and they were very braggy Ohio State fans, and they really didn't rub off my family too well. So whenever it was Michigan versus Ohio State, they would go for Michigan. So that's how my dad became a Michigan fan. Since my dad was a Michigan fan, he saw Tom Brady and watched Tom Brady play, so he became a Tom Brady fan. And by the time Tom Brady got drafted, I was, you know, kind of watching football already. And we would always watch Patriots games because he was a Tom Brady fan. And then ever since then, we always watched Tom Brady play, so then I became a Patriots fan. And then, so I've been watching the Patriots since like 2001. So that's how.
Look at that father now, time.
Yeah, exactly. I owe it to my dad. I'm not even gonna lie. Now, how did you become an Eagles fan? Because you are still Texas born. That's why, because so, your homage into baseball and basketball, but football.
Yeah, and that's easily to explain. When I was getting into football, the Oilers were already gone. Houston did not have a team. And
until 2002.
Yeah, and I was already a Donovan McNabb fan because he was always beating the shit out of the Cowboys. Because I, for shit show, was not going to jump on the Cowboys bandwagon. I went to Houston. Now, I still have an affinity for the Eagles, because that's the team that I came up with, and that was the team that I always played with on Madden. But I will always like the Eagles, but of course my heart is in Houston. And also too, unlike you, went into using Tom Brady as a link to bond with your dad. I bonded with my dad watching football, but I wanted to be a complete opposite. I always love chaos and robberies, so you know he's a Giants fan.
Yes.
So reason number two why I became an Eagles fan.
That's crazy to do with your own father. He just wanted to watch football with his son, and his son, his only son, and that son created a rivalry.
The best memory that I have of watching the Eagles and Giants with them.
Let me guess. I already know it. You don't have to tell me. I already know it.
What is it?
It's the Giants versus the Eagles, DeSean Jackson's punt return.
I told him right before they punt that ball, I said, don't kick it to DeSean Jackson. Because he you know how sometimes I call shit? And how many times have I even texted you right before something happens when we watch the Astros or some shit? I called it and it happened.
I say it's near 50-50.
Dude, which I freaking called it. I said, don't kick it to him. Don't do it. The best part of that whole return was that block.
Yeah.
You remember that pancake that really sprung him free? Oh man, that was when I jumped up and I was bouncing around the living room and I was saying, I told you don't to kick it to him.
That's because he muffed it first too.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh man, I still go back to YouTube for that play. That whole season. I wish it went longer in the playoffs, but that was that Michael Vick season.
besides the Nick Foles touchdown pass or touchdown catch, that's probably the most historic Eagles play.
It has to be. It has to be up there.
You know, like for sure, top
three. You remember that Nick Foles catch?
I was watching.
We was watching.
It was that's oh yeah, it was that Super Bowl. You know what's funny? I took a test during lunch. It was a highest QBR, top five highest QBR since 2000. And I got 93 out of 96 right. And I couldn't get an Eagles quarterback in like 2014 or 2015. It was like, I already got Wentz. It wasn't Wentz. I was like, it's not Vic because that's too late to be Vic. And I was like, who was it? And then once
I got it there for seven touchdowns in one game.
Yeah, that guy. Then I saw then Nick Foles, it just brought back all the memories. So
Yeah.
I don't understand how he has one prime career. He was like the Peyton Hillis that year, you know? Like that was just his year. And then played backup after that ever since.
I hope the Texans can give me some joy like that soon, 'cause Houston, Texas in general, Te a Super Bowl needs to come to Texas, and preferably won by Houston.
Oh man, I kind of hope Cowboys win a Super Bowl before Houston, just so I can see your reaction.
Dude, wow.
Just so I can see your
Wow.
reaction. You know?
Boy, you really was getting on my ass today, huh?
I just want to see it. Show us how you react.
Damn, man.
You know? It's a good thing you're not in Texas anymore.
Yeah, but I still somewhat care about sports, not so much
Of
about the
course.
other bullshit that's happening down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Super Bowl needs to come back to Texas by Houston. A college football championship needs to come back by Houston. Okay, I'll stop.
Already fast forward until October.
I just don't want to check out of the season by October. That's all I'm saying. Where I'm basically waiting for college basketball.
Yeah, hopefully the football team could get you guys at least 500.
Yep, and then watch me start talking shit, talking about put us on the schedule next season.
I can't wait till you guys like win a game, like blow out a team, right? It could be whoever. It could be Rice, and you could be like put us in the SEC.
Why can't it be like Baylor or someone or Kansas
Because,
State?
well,
Why is
you guys play Arizona, right?
Yes.
Right. So, but I just kind of, I'm sorry. I don't, you know. I'm just going
Why
off
can't it be
historical
Iowa
data.
State or Kansas State, man? Why is it that every time you talk about the Cougars winning in football in the same sentence, the only opponent you bring up is fucking Rice?
Because it's local. It's local. You know? The rivalry. That's.
Anyways, we'll push that to the next one. I
Yeah,
wanted to
yeah,
talk about that because I'm interested to get your take on that. I'm good here.
yeah. All righty. This was good. This time I just listened. I know. Okay, sorry. No, I was looking at something. We'll go ahead
Even,
and cut
I don't
it
even know
here.
what the fuck you're talking about. What this interesting thing that I have right here that I was really curious to get your take on, we'll move that to the next.
Oh, okay. I was like, are we ending the episode or not?
Yes. I said that. I said I was good. Shit. My
All
God, it's the
right, all
second time
right.
you didn't listen to me.
Listen, what were you over here like? You over here is typing like you're 50.
Well, I'm sorry. I got fucking raptors for fingers.
Raptors.
Shit, man. I was gonna
All
talk
right,
shit about
everyone. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you on the next one. Hopefully, it'll be a Sunday. It should be Sunday. So hopefully, early weekend is
It
coming.
will be.
So now